February 11, Authority in the Valley. Luke chapter 9, 28, 29, and verses 37 to 39. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him, and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. The next day, when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. A man in the crowd called out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. A spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him and is destroying him." The mountaintop prepares us for the valley. Jesus wants us in the valley ministering his releasing power, but the only way to do that effectively is by spending time with him on the mountain. We sometimes choose one over the other. Most times we want the mountaintop without the valley. We want the spiritual high without conflict, especially spiritual warfare conflict. And every now and then we want ministry but are not willing to pay the price for the anointing to make that ministry effective. In Jesus' own life, mountaintop authority and valley power came together perfectly. Luke emphasizes more than any other gospel how frequently Jesus left the disciples to go off by himself to pray. This is seen in chapter 4 and verse 42, chapter 5 verse 16, and chapter 6 verse 12. Jesus maintained his ministry authority in prayer. The Spirit came down on him at his baptism while he was praying, in Luke chapter 3 verse 31. The transfiguration occurred while Jesus was praying, Luke chapter 9 and verses 28 and 29. Do you want to minister in the valley with authority? Then learn to get alone with God on the mountain.